trials and tribulations of pulling the crystal that would that they could fabricate suitable transistors with. That's where, after we got the original model of the radio working, that was the big problem after that, was to pull crystals, because that part of the process is what virtually controlled the final performance of the transistors that they got out of it. And we were, at that time, set up a fairly quick feedback scheme where we could fabricate and measure transistors, and we were looking for transistors that at 262 KC would have an average gain, as my recollection, of 30 dB. And I will still never forget the guy that was growing the crystals, and I've forgotten his name now. But he came in one day with a Bob Pritchard article, which in essence showed that that the maximum achievable gain on a transistor built like that was, at that frequency, was, I don't know, 31 dB. Mm-hmm. And he threw that article down on the table, mad as a wet hen, and he says, "Here it's been proved that you can't get more than X dB," and I forgot the number now. And he says, "You're asking me to come within 1 dB of that." Sure. And he says, "You're out of your mind." He's very incensed about it. Well, needless to say, the final models exceeded that goal. And, the radio, particularly in the later models of it, reasonable sensitivity. One of the other things I remember about that time, struggling to get adequate sensitivity, I don't remember now who it was that asked me what, you know, the big problem was. And I said, "Well, really, there's not enough gain in the set, into my way of thinking, to give adequate performance." And he said, "Well, how much gain does it have?" And I said, "Well, right now it's got about 100 dB typical overall gain." He said, "Well, how much do you need?" And I said, "Well, I'd say at least 110 dB." He said, "Not just like an engineer, 10% more." I looked at him. I didn't explain the difference between 10% and 10 dB, but I don't think he ever understood.